Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go!
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. His team's playoff run was short and swift, so now we'll have more time to listen to his new audiobook that Amy got him as a gift. Sorry about your Cowboys. Here is producer Eddie.
Question for the room. So, if you order something and it's the wrong order, do you give them back the food? So, what? I'll tell you what happened. I go through the drive-thru with my family. We all order our food. We pick it up. And as we're driving off, my wife looks at the bag and says, uh-oh, they gave us a chicken sandwich instead of a cheeseburger. So we go back around and we tell them what happened. And the lady at the window goes, oh, okay, do you have the chicken sandwich? And I said, no, why do you want that? Like, you're just
well, to make sure you're not lying.
Yeah.
Well, show it to her, but don't give it back because you're going to throw it in the trash.
So I asked her, I'm like, what are you going to, you're going to throw it away? She said, yeah, usually we just throw it away. I'm like, well, let me keep it.
Or she may eat it.
Well, I said that too. I said, or is someone in there going to eat it? I'll give it back to you. They said, oh, that's a good point. We just usually just take it back and throw it away. I said, no, can I keep it? She said, keep it. No problem. So I want to ask you guys, like, what do you guys do? Do you guys give the food back or do you keep it?
Yeah, I mostly give it back because I want them to know I'm not lying. I'm just like, look, there is a piece of glass in it. Give me another one.
Piece of glass?
Yeah. I guess
yeah.
Nobody asked
But I didn't think about that as far as, like, you might as well keep it.
Because they literally grab it from you, whack, right in that trash
they
can.
They do. It's like, really weird.
What in the world?
So what is no your sense. Advice to listeners?
You tell them, say, okay, hey, so...
You have to show them still?
This is the wrong order, but can I keep this? Is that all right if I keep this? Mm-hmm. Usually they'll say, yes, of course, keep it.
Got it. Thank you.
No problem.
He was excited when he won our blind karaoke Taylor Swift edition, but not much to brag about after giving the competition. It's Lunchbox,
woo!
Everybody.
Bobby, I need a favor.
Okay, go ahead.
I need you to book Reba McEntire stat, like ASAP. She needs to be on this show. We need to celebrate her. Need to have her in.
Why do you want to?
We could have her perform two songs, maybe one of her originals, mm-hmm. and then maybe the national anthem, because she's going to sing it at the Super Bowl, and we can watch her perform it here. We know how long she sings it. And then we can bet it and make a lot of money, and our listeners will make a lot of money also.
Genius.
What do you think Reba would say if we requested an appearance for her to come sing the national anthem before she sings it at the Super Bowl? She would absolutely know we were trying to just know how long it was.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's a great idea. Our listeners will get a little bit of Reba, and then they'll also be able to make money. It's like a win-win.
That's so smart. She's not going to do it, but that's a great idea.
Can we put in the ask?
The Super Bowl's, what, 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
No.
Just no?
I don't know.
You're not going to try?
Oh. No.
Wow.
I'd love to have her in. If she wanted to come in for a reason, I'd love her to come in.
Yep.
But I don't and then we say, Reba, you know we sing the national anthem every morning. Would you like
you
to
make her
it?
Lead it?
Exactly.
Her Mount Rushmore of artists includes George Strait, and Texas is her home state. Here's Amy.
Woo! So if you cut yourself, like, really, really bad, uh-oh. I don't know what determines whether or not you should go, like, get it stitched up or
why,
not.
What
like,
happened?
How deep? Well, I was making soup. And I got a new, like, processor thing that chops up the vegetables real quick, and I was having to put it together because it's out of the box, and my finger hit the blade. And I mean, my finger was blood everywhere, sliced open.
Really?
It just kept gushing. And I just didn't know. So I wrapped it up. And then
did
I also,
bleed in the soup?
Well, I also realized, yeah, like a little bit. Ooh. But I was the only one eating it. So I was like, well, is that
you ate your own blood
big of
soup?
A deal? It's oh, going, my blood gross. Is in me going back in me. And also, when I bite, if I cut myself and there's blood, I'll stick my thumb right into my mouth.
I know, it just feels different when you're eating blood soup.
Blah.
But it's fine.
And nobody else ate that soup?
No.
And do you need stitches?
No. It's crazy. I mean, I had to put some cream on it.
Would
Band-Aid,
you guys have eaten soup that you bled in?
No, it's trash.
No, it's probably gone.
What?
I don't think I would have either.
It's just a little.
And plus, it tastes like all irony, like little.
Yeah.
I think my mind would just be messing with me. I'd probably not know. People probably bled and peed in my food at restaurants before.
That's
for
disgusting.
Sure peed.
But I spit. But if I don't know, you know, it's not going to affect me as much.
Okay.
But good for you.
Yeah.
You're very organic.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not going to waste
pretty organic.
It. I worked so hard on this soup from scratch.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, it's hoodie season around here, and shockingly, he's never had a beer. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to recommend the show, Boy Swallows Universe. I told you guys I watched one episode. It's really good. It's based on a book series. There's a little bit to it where, like, that kid that went through a bunch of stuff like that I had gone through as a kid. And at one point, Caitlin's like, dang, he kind of is like you. But aside from that, other than them being Australian, but that accent's easier to me than British. I do put the subtitles on. They are a bit Australian, but it's a good show. It's a really good show.
And we have Australian friends, so maybe you've had practice with that accent.
It just feels like funny American instead of like hoity-toity American.
Yeah.
But it's like 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
is that hard to watch for you, though? Since it kind of-
I didn't know that was going to be. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You don't. It could be good stuff.
Mm. Probably not.
No.
Not a lot. Not
no,
a lot
it
there.
Could be. It could be good stuff. So, but yeah, this kid just lives. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But it's good. I recommend it. And it's pretty good for families. There may be a little cursing in it, but they curse in Australia, so it's funny.
Oh, all right.
There is Reba singing the national anthem. It's on YouTube, Lunchbox. 1:24.
That's the time.
10:21:97. She sang it at the World
97.
Series.
97. That's.
They haven't changed the lyrics of the song.
No, but
she
has
changed her. Vocal range, her.
She's gotten older.
Yes.
You know, the
she
lungs.
May move a little bit slower.
Okay.
Older people talk slower, so she may sing slower. You ever heard old people talk?
Yeah, they talk slower.
Very slow.
Right, we're done. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend of 6 months has a 4-year-old son with his ex. They split custody. I like his son, but I feel like my boyfriend spends more time than is necessary with his child's mom. I understand they need to get together twice a week to bring the kid back and forth, but they talk on the phone every day. We'll go out together with their son once every couple of weeks. Are a little too cozy, in my opinion. He tells me he doesn't ever want to get back together with her, but I think she's scheming to get him back. What should I do? Are my only opinions to trust him or dump him? Or options? Are my only options to trust him or dump him? Signed, girlfriend with baby mama drama.
Yeah, those are your options. Trust him or dump him.
I'm going to go to you first, Amy.
I mean, I talk to Ben a lot. We co-parent well, but I would say we don't talk every day. We don't really go do things together with the kids anymore. But I will say some people that see how Ben and I co-parent, they're like, what? I don't know how y'all do that. Like y'all
talk
way more.
But would anyone think you guys were like sparking up a new romance?
Yeah, but I just wonder if there's different levels and we're at our level and that's another level that they're trying to do that is healthy for the kid, maybe. So I would say give it a few more months before you really share anything. They've only been together 6 months.
Yeah, if you jump in and go, hey, I don't like this. It's not really your role not to like it at 6 months in because he may just be being a good dad.
Yes.
And you're going to jump in and try to spoil that. If in another 3 or 4 months your gut is still telling you something's wrong, something's up, it probably is. But I think you're still so new into this, you don't even really have the rights to ask. To be like, hey, what's up? Why are you spending so much time with your ex-wife and kid and trying to give that kid a good parent? No. You can't do that.
Yeah, I would be patient with it for now and then just make a decision.
Now, if they're like kissing on the lips, they're like, okay.
That's different.
Ex-wife, thank you for being a good mom. And then that's different.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been thinking too, as the, you know, ex-wife, in my case, like if Ben's in a serious relationship, I would probably operate a little bit differently out of respect for who he's dating. Because sometimes, you know, we will talk a little bit more or text, but for me, it's normal. That's our relationship. But I do think I'd probably think twice sometimes about, do I really need to call him? Is this a phone conversation? Would that be hurtful if he was dating somebody else for me to just be like, hey, what's up, Pastor Dave, blah, blah, blah. Talk to your parents.
I feel that. I kind of feel like the kids trump all, though.
Yeah, they do. They do. But I'm saying I would maybe, because we have not had that situation fully yet. But, I mean, we could be coming upon it.
What if this is from
I'm just telling you, Ben's these are thoughts girl. That have crossed my mind.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's about Amy. Oh.
6 months.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what we're going to say. Wow. Have patience. If in another 4 or 5 months it still feels weird, then you need to do something about it. But right now, it's kind of hard to get in the mix there mm-hmm. with kid and his dad and his mom.
For sure.
There you go. Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Lunchbox lost a game. He has to watch the entire season of NCIS Sydney, which I'm sure is a great show. But you weren't watching your episodes. How many of you watch now?
I've watched 4 episodes.
How many is the whole season? Do we know?
I don't know. They seem to keep coming. They keep popping up on the DVR.
So you've seen episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yes.
Is your wife watching it with you?
Yes.
What does she think?
Oh, I brought it.
Okay, here's Lunchbox's wife.
After 4 episodes, NCIS Sydney, what's an outsider's perspective? What do you think?
It is brutal. It's so cheesy. The storyline is just the exact same in every episode. Like, I don't know. I don't know how we used to watch shows like this. It's pretty bad.
What would you rate it?
2 out of 5.
Wow.
She used to love those shows. Is that what
Guys,
she said?
I'm surprised these aren't better.
They're terrible.
Is it just because people that are watching network television and watch this show, like, they have their formula for what they like and they're just serving it over and over again?
Yes, and they've never... If you're still watching these shows, you've never discovered Hulu, Netflix, like the intensity, the amazement of TV, how it has grown is crazy. These shows are god-awful.
Well, we have to make sure that you watched it.
I'll tell you all about it.
I'm going to ask you a couple trivia questions.
Okay, episode 2 called Snake in the Grass.
What kind of bite did the officer have?
He had a snake bite.
Correct. In episode 3, what did the shark spit out?
A foot or an arm. I don't even remember.
An arm wearing U.S. Navy. That a shark that spit on an arm wearing.
Wow. Yeah. No, and it had a U.S. Navy diving watch.
That's crazy.
In episode 4, when a U.S. petty officer's body is found in Sydney's historic and haunted rocks area, what holds the clue to solving the murder?
What holds the... Oh, it's a medal.
Yeah, a decades-old Navy cross medal.
It was so...
This guy watches episodes.
Yeah, man, good job.
It was so... The acting is terrible. The over-the-top drama, the little jokes that they try to throw, it's so stupid.
Whose arm did the shark eat?
I'm intrigued.
I'm curious now.
So I think, as of right now, I think there are 8 episodes.
Maybe the whole season. It is so bad, guys.
Amy has to watch 10 Saw movies.
I'd rather watch Saw than this.
I don't think so.
No, Amy.
Are you having to pay for yours?
And hers are like an hour and a half. Yours are like 43 minutes.
Yeah, right. And it's adding up. Only Saw 1. The first one was free. Everything else has been $3.99.
How many have you seen now?
5. So I have 5 to go. I'm halfway done. And
are you getting numb to it where you're not scared or weirded out?
Yes. Nothing is phasing me now. Nothing at all.
Any sharks?
My daughter, she sat with me for 5, and she gets impatient, so she starts fast-forwarding. She's like, I have to figure out what happens with this. And then she's got stuff on YouTube where she watches the shorts that tell you everything, so she's, like, watching it while she's watching that. She's very into these scary movies.
Did you just say you fast-forwarded through Saw?
My daughter did.
Uh-oh.
My daughter did.
Because if we have to quiz you, we will.
Wow.
So you've watched 5 Saw movies.
Yes.
5 to go. Any thoughts right now?
It's not my thing.
Mm-hmm. We have some weird punishments on this show. NCIS Sydney and Saul.
Yeah. Dude, there's no way. Sydney, it's not going to get renewed.
But did you watch the other ones, though, to know if they're all cheesy?
Never seen them. But this cannot be... Like, the writers just have given up. It's so dumb. It is so dumb.
But what if it's old people watching it and what makes them feel comfortable?
You're right. But you watch Breaking Bad, that is drama. You watch this, it's like... This is child's play. It is so stupid. I mean, the one, these two guys are down fishing by the river, right? fishing. He's like, oh, I got one. Arr! He starts reeling it in, and it's a sign that says no fishing. And everybody goes, how are you going to cook that for dinner? and they start fighting, and he knocks them into the water, and he lands on top of a dead body. The dead body is 6 inches from him. How would they not see it before they start fighting? I mean, it's so stupid.
Maybe they do it different in Australia.
Yeah.
It is Australia.
Yeah, murky waters.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay, keep watching, guys. We're almost there for both of you.
Hey, and one of them, one of the Australian persons, is starting to wear an NCIS hat.
Persons?
I mean, detective, whatever. Was yeah. totally against working with the Americans, but now... wearing the hat.
Whoa,
big deal.
That's cool.
Oh, and
sell out.
Saw is Roman numerals too.
Yeah.
Oh. So when I put my daughter in charge of getting Saw 5, you know, she learned something because she pulled up. I realized the first 5 minutes we're watching and I look at the bottom of the screen and it's Saw X. And I'm like, that's Saw 10.
Spoiler.
So then we went back and that's when she's learning her Roman numerals with it too.
Well, that's our punishments.
Yeah.
What a show. Hey, what a highbrow show we are, you know?
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Sean and his dog, Sandy, had been facing some tough living conditions out on the streets of Los Angeles, and they lost their tent in a recent storm. Obviously, they were not feeling good, miserable and cold. But Thomas Greenberg is a guy who was just walking around. He sees him and says, hey, let me help you find some shelter. So he is an entertainment attorney. And so he learned Sean, the homeless guy's story. He was a former truck driver who didn't really expect himself to be homeless. And so Thomas, this guy, bought an RV that used to be a production vehicle for one of the things that he used to represent. And it's like, here, man, let me give this to you. And so he put that up. Then he put a crowdfund page up. And then he had thousands of bucks and an RV. And so what he wants to do is find him like permanent housing and some resources so he can get back to driving a truck again.
Oh, wow.
Like he did more than, I mean, that's quite the deal. Like financially you help and then you follow up with your time.
Yeah, I want to do that.
You want to do what?
Yeah, I'd like to donate my car to someone eventually.
You should.
But it
I don't I think they would say no.
Oh, that would be like worse for them.
It's not
like
reliable.
Giving them trouble.
Yeah, they would have to pay to get it fixed all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a good point.
They'd owe a lot just to get it moved.
Right.
That would be actually rude to do.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, buddy. Sean Donnelly, that's awesome. You guys keep fighting. Thomas Greenberg, you're awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly. Right. I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you do doop boop, ba doop boop, ba doop boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
I had a talk with Eddie. We were in his Jeep. I was like, man, you got to take your wife. You got to take your wife to this comedy thing she wants to go to in California.
Yeah.
Like, she would love it. She has to go to the show. And Eddie's like, we can't do that.
I'm
like,
it's expensive. It's LA, man. And this ticket's going to be not going to be cheap.
But it's May.
Yeah, we got time. We got time to save.
A lot of listeners, too, have sent voicemails. Here's one from last night.
Eddie, you're complaining about your wife wanting to go see these comedians in LA. It's expensive. You can't do it. You travel all the time. You go everywhere. You and Bobby are always in all these cities doing your podcast, and your wife is in Nashville every day, day after day, taking care of your four kids. Give that woman some adventure and take her on that trip.
We're working.
Yes. I agree.
I don't go on vacation.
But you know why you work? So you can do something fun with your wife occasionally.
Wow.
That is true. Yeah. Like, and I need to start thinking more like that. Like, I need to like not be like, oh, we just do work. So when I'm not working, I just want to stay home.
Right.
Because that's my mentality.
Because she stays home, though, and she wants to go do something.
She deserves to go.
No, but you are right. You're working, dude. So I would tell your wife, hey, sorry, I'm working when I go on these trips.
Do you love her?
My wife?
Yeah.
Love her deeply.
Then, what's a sports team in L.A.?
The Rams.
For too much access.
For May? No, I'm not. We're not going to do a work thing. He does that while he's doing work. No.
Well,
he
needs not a bad idea,
he needs to take his wife.
And he'll pay for the trip.
He needs to take his wife and just do this. It's two Southwest tickets and a hotel. You can do it. And don't take the kids. I'll watch them.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
You'll leave and have four. You may come back with less.
Exactly.
But do you love her, yes or no?
I do love her, man. And we talked about it. And I think you're right. Like, I probably should do this.
And it's in May. You can get the tickets earlier so they cost less. No problem.
Hotels, though, in L.A., dude, they're expensive. They're not cheap.
No, La Quinta's not that expensive.
Everything's expensive, dude.
Everything.
Welcome to the world.
That's why I don't like to leave the house.
How long you been married?
Gosh, about to be 19 years. 18 years right now.
Get that flame going. Like, what would you tell Morgan about love?
Oh, Morgan, just be patient. Love's there, and you're going to fall in love. And when you find that person, Morgan, it's going to be the most beautiful thing in your life.
Except you don't want to take them on trips when they really want to go.
Yeah, because, you know, you work a lot.
You travel a lot.
You know what I mean?
Morgan, how's it going with you? What's your dating situation?
I'm still going on dates. I have a potential prospect right now. We are going on our fourth date together.
For a date? Okay, so for a relationship.
Yes.
A prospect. What if he heard you call him a prospect?
Well, what else do you call it? Like a dude?
Is he the only prospect right now?
Currently, yes.
Okay, and then four dates. When does it start to get serious? Maybe isn't the word. When does it start to get a little more serious? After what date?
I feel like, I mean, I guess it depends more on timeline than dates. More like a month in, you're kind of starting to evaluate, like, okay, do I want to just see this person only? Because I'm still on the dating apps and stuff, even though, like, it's our fourth date, and I'm really interested in him. I'm still not putting all my eggs in one basket.
Is he like your last boyfriend's kind of like a loser?
No, so far he's not a loser.
But I mean that, you know.
No, he like, doesn't have that energy.
Right. It's definitely an energy.
Yeah.
But did the old boyfriends have that energy
yes,
too?
Okay. They did. Muscles a little too big, you know.
Chains
a little, yeah, hair a little too gel.
Chains.
Yeah, like necklace chain, you know. It's just a whole vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, more of like one of us.
He's more of a country cowboy. He has been nicknamed the cowboy. So. Oh.
By you?
Yeah, by me and my girlfriend.
Does he wear a cowboy hat?
No, he wears cowboy boots though.
Okay. And you've been on 4 dates. What's the most fun date you've been on with him?
Oh, well, we went and got like Mexican food somewhere, and then we bar hopped to like 3 different bars, and that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We vibed. But like our next date, we're playing board games in Twister.
You have
so
Twister.
You did,
Twister.
Or you're going
to?
Hold on. Oh, you're going to.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Twister. Yeah.
Mine, because it's amazing. Okay. It's so much fun.
You know that that's leads like to,
getting
all tangled up. Like, he knows
what
he's
doing. It can be intimate, but guys, I chose Twister because I think it's funny and it's a fun
but where?
Thing. At my house.
You're invited. He's coming to your house.
And it's just
he's got to meet the animals.
And it's only you two playing Twister at your house.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Question. Oh, no, not oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Is it a naked Twister?
No.
That's not how it starts.
Right.
It, Twister can just be innocent and fun,
it's not
intimate.
True. It can,
like,
yes.
Not for adults.
It can, but it's going to be tough for it just to be that.
Yeah, date number 4.
Date number 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, date number 5?
At date number 5 at her house playing Twister alone.
Uh-huh.
They ain't going to twist long.
Nope.
No.
Oh, they'll be twisting long.
Well. You know, I mean,
no.
With the board. You know, right hand's only going to be on red for a little bit.
They're not going to spin that dial very often.
Guys, Twister's this fun, innocent game. Okay. Quit it.
What game did he suggest?
Well, we were talking about playing cards and stuff, too. That's also what we're playing.
Just whenever she texted, like, no. And then we can play Twister.
No, he wants to play Doctor.
Oh, yeah, Twister. He saw Twister and was like,
guys.
Hey, guys.
He got the cartoon feet.
Oh, he's stretching.
So when do you want him to stop? Is that a conversation like, hey, get off the app?
Yeah, I feel like that's a conversation when you, like, really want to exclusively see each other. That's a conversation that happens.
How do you have the get off the app conversation? Instead of the define the relationship?
I think they're one and the same. You know, it's kind of like, okay, we're only seeing each other. That's kind of like get off the app.
Do you wait for him to pull himself off the app? Like, somebody has to do it first.
Yeah, because you know, I've had this theory. You always want somebody that's just a little bit more in love with you. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. But what not, if everybody not a lot. Had that?
Huh? Not a lot.
You can't. Everybody can't.
I know.
Can't you be the one that loves a little more?
Right. Well, because girls...
I am.
Yeah.
I'm way more in love with my wife than she has me.
Oh, yeah.
And you want the guy to be.
Yeah.
That, for some reason, it just makes sense. I don't know how to explain it.
Would you ever do a thing where you get out your phones together and you're
I
like,
I never had
okay.
somebody play Twister at my house.
No.
I just started, are you kidding?
That'd be amazing.
Could they do this thing where they get out their phones together and they're like, all right, on the count of 3, we're going to delete the app together?
No, that would not happen.
Sounds a little hokey.
That's very awkward and like high schoolish.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how you even know if they really delete it.
Check.
Let's tell trust.
Your friends will tell you.
That too. Oh. I mean, they would see him.
Yeah, you'll get a screenshot real soon if he's not off the app. Here's this from Best Life. When you're kissing someone, especially for the first time, make sure you're the first person to pull away. According to relationship experts, there's a good reason. It makes your date desire the relationship with you even more.
So you're manipulating the situation?
Just pull away. It says, secondly, invite him to play Twister.
Guys, is that not a good move?
It's the best move.
Oh, yeah,
it's the best move.
He's gonna love it.
He's gonna love it.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Cowboy's gonna be.
This is a board game.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. That's all I gotta say.
No.
Okay.
You made that up?
Morgan, yep. It's not a board game.
It ain't a board game.
Guys, it's literally like there's kids on the board, like on the box. There's right. Little children.
They're not gonna be there. So.
Yeah, so when two adults play,
yes. All right, here are your big songs. Number 3 in country music this week is Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson, Save Me. I'm a lost cause. Number 2 is Chris Stapleton, White Horse. He'll be in Friday, which will be good. And number 1, again, Nate Smith, World on Fire. She set my world on fire. Yes, I've always liked that song, but it's grown.
It's so
on
good.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, I've never not liked it, because there are some songs you just don't like, and you're like, all right, you played enough, fine. That one I've always liked, but now I, like, love. It's really good. Congrats to Nate Smith. Number 1 pop song is Tate McRae, Greedy. Number 1 rock song is Shine Down, A Symptom of Being Human. Sometimes I'm in a room where I don't belong, and the house is on fire, and there's no alarm, and the walls are melting too. He sounds sad.
How about
He sure does.
He sounds like he's having a hard time. All right.
Poor guy.
Those are your top songs.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if coffee's not cutting it, people are straight up snorting caffeine now. Oh, and you can buy it
why
online.
Not just
Amazon, to be exact.
We're already drinking it.
Yeah, but why do you want to snort anything?
Well, because it absorbs a lot faster than if you drink it. But experts are saying, let's not do this, even though it's legal.
What if you just eat the powder?
I don't know.
I don't.
Maybe if you put it under the tongue.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want anything in my nose. So instead of snorting it, I'd rather put it under my tongue. Because it's got to absorb similarly. But yeah, that sounds stupid.
Yeah, this is something that launched last year, but it's circulating on social media right now. So
what's it called?
Does it have a brand? It's called Want a Bump.
Oh, so it looks like cocaine.
Yeah, it's white, but it's
that's
legal.
Weird.
And then
yeah.
You snort.
That is real weird.
Ray has a caffeine vape. Ray doesn't vape, but he vapes a caffeine vape.
Yeah!
Oh, there's also a caffeinated nasal spray that's called Turbo Snort.
Oh, boy.
You guys will do a lot.
I mean, why don't we just do the white stuff?
I don't do that. Like,
might as well. Might as well.
No.
I know.
No. That's not legal. Okay, so if you're sleeping with wet hair, apparently it could give you a fungal infection, so just heads up on that.
Wouldn't you assume sleeping with anything wet, you could get some sort of infection or some sort of like a fungus that then turns into something gross?
Yeah, but sometimes my hair will be kind of wet and I'll just put it in a braid and then I'll go to sleep and then wake up and it's a little wavy. So I'm going to maybe stop doing that now that I see that there's 16 different types of fungal species that are found like on our pillows. So just heads up if you're going to bed
with
white
hair. That's a terrible band name, Fungal Species. We're the Fungal Species. We're here to rock your world. All right, go ahead.
Chris Stapleton met his wife, Morgan, when they were fellow songwriters, and he admits that he would ask her out to write songs with him at 8 p.m. on Friday nights just to sneak in, like, this is a date, and they're hanging out, and maybe that ensured she's not out with somebody else.
Oh, Chris.
That guy. All right.
Hi, Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So there was an hours-long traffic jam on I-10 in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Jessica Jernigan, she decided she was going to go car to car, passing out clementines.
What's that?
And cookies.
It's an orange.
Like a little
mini orange.
Is it a brand?
No.
I think it's a type of orange.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Why don't we just say oranges?
Yeah.
A lot of people like me that would be like, well, I don't know what clementine is. Go ahead.
Well, she doesn't even have social media, but people were posting about her, and she started to go viral. She learned about how she helped someone out by giving them a blanket, like they really, really need it. And she had no idea. Here she is talking about why she wants to share.
It bothered me that I was sitting in this warm vehicle with all of this stuff. I just started going kind of car to car. And sure enough, I was started to find people who were kind of without supplies.
That's awesome that she had those, because any supplies that I would have in my car that were extra, I would use immediately.
Yeah, she had a down quilt, battery packs, water. Dang. So, I mean, the clementines and cookies are just icing on the cake. She had like real legit supplies that people needed.
Dang, that's good. She had a clear home. She had it all, apparently. All right, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's a voicemail from Candace.
What do you get from a pampered cow? Spoiled milk. Love the show. Bye.
It's good.
Good.
Spoiled. Eddie doesn't get it.
What do you get from a what cow?
A pampered cow.
Spoiled milk.
Spoiled. Got it. Got
all right,
it.
Amy, coming over to the pro. Let's go.
The morning corny.
Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
Why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
Because then it'd be a foot.
Oh.
Hey, that was the morning corny.
That's good.
Hell. What do you think the most popular American food is?
Cheeseburger.
I would have thought it was pizza, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. Pizza didn't even make the top four. Yeah, hamburger, cheeseburger at number one. Go ahead, number two.
French fries.
Yeah. So cliche, I did not think that would still be it. Okay. And then it gets a little harder. It's something that people love. But again, it says American food. I'm assuming that's just what we eat in America, because French fries, although they're not French.
They're not.
No, we made them up.
So French toast.
No.
Oh.
Eggs.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And then grilled cheese at four.
Yum.
We love cheese here in America.
Yeah.
You ever had a cheese curd?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean?
Like, where'd you have that?
We met at Culver's.
No, I know, but like a real one. Like, we go to Wisconsin and bring us bags of cheese curds.
No, I've never been to Wisconsin.
Well, no. I've just, okay, I'm good. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
One of my favorite segments that we've done on the show is we sent Lunchbox to the crater of Diamond State Park in Arkansas with a shovel and a bucket because you can just go dig and you can find diamonds.
It might be the worst place on earth.
And so he went, couldn't find any diamonds. He ended up going to sleep.
It was hot. It was humid. It was ugh.
And we'd hear stories of people finding diamonds in the exact same spot that he was. Well, from CBS Austin, but this is a story about the Arkansas place. A man found a 7.46 carat diamond on his first visit to the Arkansas Crater of Diamonds State Park.
7.46. Oh my God,
that's big. Wow.
So the whole area is like 37 acres. And let's talk,
huge.
What's the air? What does it look like?
Dirt. More dirt.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some more dirt over there. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a couple trees, dirt.
What are there, other rocks there too?
No, no, no. It's dirt. You dig in the dirt.
It's not sand?
Better than cement.
No, dirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, just dirt.
I'm looking at this diamond. I mean, this is
a monster.
It's a really big diamond. The thing is, since it's natural, it's not perfectly like beautiful and cut.
It doesn't look like a ring.
No, it looks like it would be like a piece of gold, like gold and crystal together.
Okay.
But he found the thing.
How much is it?
It's a deep chocolate brown color. It's rounded like a marble. Marble. It's the size of a gumdrop, a candy gumdrop.
Wow.
It's a diamond. He said they had received an inch of rain, so it was muddy.
Ah, see, that's what happened. We went when it was not muddy.
We should go back then.
No.
Let's try to find some rain.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you go back? This guy found a 7.46 carat diamond. Abby, when you went with Lunchbox.
It was terrible.
What was on a scale of 1 being miserable to 10 being the most fun you ever had? How was it?
I'm going to say a 3, but it was actually a 10 when I watched him because he was more miserable than me.
I mean, because the ground was hard. It hadn't rained in a while. It was just like, man, you were just digging.
So you don't want to go back?
Man, and then that hotel Scuba put us in. Oh my God.
Oh, we never stopped hearing about the hotel.
Oh, my. I mean, he was trying to murder us.
That was bad. It was bad.
It really was bad?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Dude,
there was
terrible.
A hairball on my bed.
And I got locked in the bathroom.
There was a hairball on the top of my comforter, and we had to abandon ship.
He's about to puke right now.
is it in your throat now?
Yeah. I mean, we abandoned ship and went to I had to go book another hotel. Because it was so bad.
What was the name of the place you were at? Hairball Inn? They put one on everybody's bed.
No, no. You went to the swimming pool? Because Scuba's like, bring your swimsuit. They got water slides. Bro, these things were the...
Oh, he's choking me.
Hey, Abby, how gross was that pool?
It was so... It was brown. Dirt at the bottom. It smelled terrible in there.
And here's what's crazy. People were swimming in it.
Yeah, no. People were... They really were. They were leaving in towels. So we were like, oh, let's go. And then.
And it was like a horror movie. Like the lights were. I mean, it was. No. No.
So you don't want to go back?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. What you got? Eddie's first.
Yeah.
You love the dice.
This is awesome because I love cereal.
We asked thousands of Bobby Bone Show listeners, what's your favorite cereal from childhood? There are 10 answers on the board. Eddie, go.
Lucky Charms. Just start off.
Show Lucky me Charms. Lucky Charms. Number 5 answer.
Oh, okay. Bones, let's just keep on going. I might run this whole thing. Give me Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. Number 4.
Oh, what's that? Oh, is that you, Captain Crunch? Yeah, on the boat, Captain Crunch.
Crunch me. Number 2. No one's ever run a category at the very beginning.
I mean, there's a lot of cereals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's try Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
CTC. Number 1 answer.
You silly rabbit. Trix are for kids.
Trix. Number 8 answer.
Amy, are you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Cocoa Puff! Number 7 answer.
All right, now I'm in trouble. Okay. Let's see. Give me Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies!
Okay, that's my punt.
So, 2, 4. There's 6 answers off the board.
Wow. Made some damage.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Captain Crunch, 1 and 2. 4 and 5 are Fruity Pebbles and Lucky Charms. 7 and 8 are Cocoa Puffs and Trix. Eddie has 27 points. Amy?
Gosh, I hope that this is different than Trix. Fruit Loops?
You hope they're different?
You think Trix and Fruit Loops may not be different?
Wow, you're in trouble if you think that.
In my head, I've like...
You think...
The box is like looking the same to me.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Fruit Loops. Number 3.
Oh, that's it? Huh.
That's the highest one left.
Oh, okay, cool. Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
That's good.
Number 6.
Okay.
Guys, I would punt if you want a chance.
No, Amy, you have 9 points. You can win if you get the next 2.
Okay.
Wow.
28.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amy, you're out of cereals.
No, I'm not. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, no.
Give me the nut.
No nut.
This is so good.
That's not nut.
No nut.
Lunchbox.
No. Okay. Life.
Okay, life. Show me life.
Life's not there.
Yeah, that was purposeful. He's punning. He needs more points on the board.
Yes, I have to go third round.
Second round. Well, you can win second round.
Okay, all right, good.
Second round points are doubled. Sure. Eddie, there are 8 off the board. Cinnamon Toast Crunch at 1, Captain Crunch at 2, Fruit Loops at 3, Fruity Pebbles at 4, Lucky Charms at 5, Frosted Flakes at 6, Cocoa Puffs at 7, Trix at 8. We asked thousands of Bobby Bone Show listeners your favorite cereal from childhood. What do you have?
Count Chocula.
Oh, Count Chocula.
Oh, man, all that for nothing.
Golden Grahams?
Golden Grahams!
Amy, that's a good guess.
Now, Lunchbox, you can win. You get both of these, you can win.
Yeah.
Once they're doubled, there are 2 left.
You have cereals?
Yeah. Give me the little cookies called Cocoa Crisps.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, yeah. He said Cocoa Crisps.
Show me Cocoa Crisps.
That's not what they're called.
Is that the same thing as Cocoa Puffs?
No.
Oh, what's so funny?
All right. Points are now tripled. Eddie?
Slow down, Amy. I'll show you what's so funny. They're called Cookie Crisps.
Cookie Crisps!
I'm out.
Let's just leave in the room.
Where are you going, dude?
I'm out.
Number 10 answer worth 20 points.
Oh, my God.
30 points. Cookie Crisp. He had it.
I thought that was genius.
Cocoa Crisp. He had it.
I'm sorry, man. That's terrible.
Eddie, you want to try to get him in
Yeah, honeycombs?
No.
Oh, my God.
Amy?
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is one of your favorites. O's?
Lunchbox?
Hey, you're still playing,
you're
man.
You're still up. Last one. Take a shot.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on anymore, man.
What letter is
There's
it?
One left.
Say, like, Raisin Bran or something.
I don't even know what number.
You can get points.
Yeah,
there's only number 9 left. You'll end up beating Amy.
Yeah, give me the ones that are on the board already.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles, Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes, Cocoa Puffs, Trix, and Cocoa Crisp. A.K.A. Cookie Crisp.
I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm so upset with myself.
Just pick
yeah,
one,
just
dude.
Pick
Grape Nuts.
Do you guys know what? There's only one left on the board.
Wheaties.
No, that wouldn't be kids. No.
Captain Crunch Berry?
No.
Crunch Berries,
it's
yeah.
It has a fruit in it. Fruit in the name.
Fruity Pebbles?
Yes, Fruit of the Looms, Amy.
Hold on. Fruit.
Not the word fruit. It has a fruit in the name.
Berry Crunch.
Oh, Berry Crunch, no.
Banana.
Berry.
Lunchbox
would say, Apple Wax.
Oh, Apple Jack.
Dang, dude. Sorry, man. That was funny, though.
Play a song. Eddie's the winner here.
Question.
What's your question?
You didn't have that unless I gave it to you.
No, I did. I didn't think of Cookie Crisp.
I'm so mad at myself.
Okay, Eddie, you got a chance to win 20 bucks here. There are 4 doors. We'll open a door.
So
pick the door that you do not want.
4 doors? I don't want door number 1, Bones.
Right? Open up number 1, please.
That's good.
What door do you want?
I want door number 3. Door number 3
Open
is
up
the one
door
I want.
Number 3.
Oh, no. No! Did I say 3? I meant 2.
Okay, open up door number 2. And door number 4 would have been your door. That's right. Just to show you. There it is.
Thank you.
Well, you are the winner, though.
Hey, that was fun anyway, dude.
Hey, Cocoa Crisp for everybody! Hey. 4. The news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Flight was reportedly delayed after the plane ran into some unexpected flatulence. Guy kept farting.
Ah, that's funny.
On purpose, too.
Yeah.
And bragging.
Quote, I was seated near the row where this situation occurred. While the airplane was still at the gate, he was audibly disgruntled and maybe hung over. He said, you thought that was rude? How about this smell?
Mm. Ah.
Then farted.
No, that's
messed
up. How
old is this person?
Other passengers started making comments. He argued back. And the plane, which had left the gate and was moving toward the runway, had to stop and go back to the gate. Mm. We get back to the gate, and the flight attendant comes back and informs Fartman that he will not be staying on this flight. He simply replies, I don't understand. And she says, we'll talk about it off the plane. That is funny. I like it. Also, the flight wasn't in the air. They have turnaround. Hopefully, they still got out and got to their place on time. It's a fun story. Somebody farted. Your friends won't believe it. Ha ha. You probably got on your phone for TikTok. And then you weren't late.
Yeah, and the dude didn't do anything too bad, so he shouldn't be banned from flying. You know, just catch the next flight.
I would just say my stomach was hurting, and I was embarrassed.
Yeah, but he was being obnoxious about it.
But I would just be like, I was so embarrassed. I was being obnoxious. There's no rule against being obnoxious if you're not really hurting anybody. There's no law against being obnoxious, because, is there?
I know, and I'm not above flatulence on an airplane. But
we all do it.
We all do it.
But you don't claim it?
No, never. And that's the best part about the airplane. It could be anyone.
What?
True. But we know.
They never look at me, ever.
This story, I saw this yesterday, blew my mind. This Colorado pastor accused of pocketing $1.3 million in a crypto scheme said the Lord told him to.
Of course.
I watched his video, like his apology. He shouldn't be able to work in the church.
He didn't apologize, did he?
Well, he was like, he said he might have misunderstood
the Lord.
Message.
So let me read some of this.
God.
More than 300 people bought this crypto that was created by the pastor, marketed through his online church. It was deemed illiquid and practically worthless. And so he said, look, God told him that people would become wealthy if they invested. And so they used that money, according to the story. INDX coin raised nearly $3.2 million from the securities division. They said at least $1.3 million of that went directly to them, and it was used for their own personal benefit.
Like cars and stuff, right?
Yeah. They could not be reached for comment in a video. This is what I watched. He said the charges that they pocketed, the $1.3 million, are true. How Christian of him.
Yeah.
To tell the truth.
It's true.
Yeah, right.
No, but it's okay because God told him to.
Out of the $1.3 million, half a million went to the IRS and a few hundred thousand went to the home to remodel because the Lord told them to do that.
Oh, they need a nice place.
That's the tithe. I guess
because maybe they misunderstood the Lord. That was kind of like what the video was.
I guess because it's crypto, they had to pay the IRS, because I thought churches didn't have to.
I'm sure the crypto part of it was.
Okay.
Churches normally don't deal
in
crypto.
They don't pay taxes. No, they don't pay taxes.
Right. But
that's why some people become a church.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Lunchbox, don't get any ideas. Oh,
the couple also allegedly spent their investors' funds on Range Rover, luxury handbag, jewelry, boat rental, snowmobile adventure. Dang.
Wow.
That sounds fun. Yeah. That's from NBC News.
Yeah, because the Lord told him to get outside.
I always have a problem when people are like, the Lord told me to be a politician. The Lord told me to... Because anybody can say that. And I can't prove you're not telling me the truth, but anybody can say that. Everybody can say that.
Yeah. True. I mean, who do you believe? But I mean, I think people are prayerful about decisions.
Sure, but when they come up and they go, I've been picked by the Lord, that's who you shouldn't vote for.
Yeah. Probably not.
Unless you have a recording. Then I will listen.
From God?
Yeah. I need to hear a recording.
Yeah. I have chosen you to be assemblyman.
Then I would listen. People just use that so haphazardly and just trick people all the time.
Yeah.
Dang, a snowmobile adventure? Maybe I need to do some crypto.
Yeah, it sounds
That's
nice.
That's crazy. Country singer Chris Young arrested at Midtown Bar. See, he just saw El King getting a little shine. I was like, I need to do this.
Oh, no. What happened?
Hilarious.
No.
I saw his...
No, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
What do you do?
Okay, tell me what happened.
I saw his mugshot walking out of the studio yesterday, and he's like... If I can make a noise as to what his mugshot looked like...
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. So they were... He's known bar guy around town. So they had an encounter with the law enforcement officers that came. The Tennessee Alcohol Beverage Commission performed a surprise visit to the bar that Chris Young was drinking at. And I guess Chris Young didn't like that, which is weird because it's not like he's 17.
Yeah, and they made everybody show their IDs to make sure they were able to be in the bar.
Yeah, so he started harassing the agents and recording them.
Yes, and then the agents left the bar, went to another bar, and Chris Young and his friends followed to harass them even more.
Oh.
And that's
when Young struck one of the agents.
What? Yeah, that's when he pushed one of the agents. They got into it, and
Chris Young is due back in court to face three charges that he got hit with after a night of drinking restlessly. He does have new music coming out, and again, if he saw what El King got all that press, he's like, "Well, I guess let's go find us some Tennessee Alcohol Beverage Commission people to punch."
And if there's a song about like showing my ID, like, all right, we know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. I punched a guy because he gassed my ID.
Right.
Yeah. I'm watching the video here. There's just had to be something happened because you just don't punch somebody that's part of
law
for
asking to see ID. ID's not a bad thing to ask for.
But he's basically saying, like, come on, man, I'm old enough. I'm sitting in a bar.
You still don't punch the
I know, but then to follow him to
people ask me for my ID all the time.
But to follow him to the bar next door is what's crazy. Like, that's like, they left. Like, they were gone.
And it said that he punched him, like, in the arm.
Yeah, like in the shoulder.
Oh, really?
Like, kind of shoved. It was more
like
a shove.
Maybe just, frogged him then. He's like, you got your ID, frog. Yeah.
Slug bug.
That's right. Maybe a Volkswagen drove by. Yeah.
We don't know.
Right as he was asking questions.
Yeah, we don't know.
That's a great point. Slug bug! Nah. The U.S. airlines with the most legroom are JetBlue and Southwest. The ones with the least are Frontier and Spirit Airlines.
Oh, yeah, they are. I've been on those, man.
Upgraded points. The Wall Street Journal says that the trick to a great marriage is going on vacation without your significant other.
What?
Well, the trick to me staying in a marriage is going on vacation with my
wife.
I'm being honest. Travel companies, advisors, travelers say solo vacations have become a booming business for all kinds of trips. More people have booked big bucket list type adventures like African safaris, cruises to Antarctica, but without their partner.
What? You go on an African safari?
I wouldn't
alone?
Trust it.
Trust what?
My partner going on an African safari alone. Like, what does that really mean?
Right.
Yeah.
What's finger quotes African safari mean? Yeah. I could understand that if you wanted to go, like, on a trip as your vacation, but if you wanted to do, like, a boys' weekend or a girls' weekend at a separate time, that would make sense. But it's just me going off by myself, I would just feel fishy.
I think that it's okay to take solo trips like that. Not this extravagant.
That's
that
what I'm talking
like
weird. A vacation. If I'm like, I'm going on a vacation by myself, it would seem fishy.
But could you go on like a weekend away by yourself just to clear your head and, you know?
I don't want to leave. I'm gone too much. I would just stay home and clear my head.
Okay.
I still would be like,
But I think you would understand. I think you would understand if Caitlin came to you and was like, hey, I just need a weekend away.
Yeah, and I would cry and be like, what did I do? Do you hate me? The most popular players in the NFL, past or present. Amy, I'm going to ask you, most popular players in the NFL, go.
Number one,
Tom Brady. Tom Brady comes in at number two overall.
Nice.
Oh.
It came out yesterday. They tried to get him back this year.
Okay.
San Francisco did.
This is of all time.
Well, yeah, but you'll know them all. Only two of them are retired, okay. And that's one of them.
Peyton Manning.
No.
What?
Which is weird. He's not in the top five.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm. Top five. Dirty Burger.
Dirty. Ben Roethlisberger, not on the list. Patrick Mahomes is number one.
Oh, I was about to say him.
Tom Brady's at number two.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Emmitt Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, Amy. Good one, but no, I don't know.
Dak Prescott.
No. Aaron Rodgers at number three.
Okay. Dang.
Travis Kelce at number four.
Oh, obviously.
Number five is retired, but he's still all over television. He's like funny, but he's goofy. He's huge.
Oh, yeah. Is it the guy Jessica Simpson dated?
No.
Oh, what's his name?
Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah, Gronk.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. That's from YouGov.com.
All right.
There's an AI girlfriend that's earning $30,000 monthly from lonely men.
Man.
And if you go on vacation without your wife, this might be you soon enough, guys. Lonely men all over the world are helping to make Lexi Love a very wealthy woman. She's not even real.
Yeah.
Lexi Love is a busty AI model, they say, that is available to subscribers in 30 different languages, 24 hours a day. There's something called Foxy AI. Reportedly, monthly subscribers to Lexi are helping generate an income of $30,000 a month. All since she went live June of last year. Well, she can be a cartoon as well. Like, cartoons are...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but who's the dude behind it?
Like, dude, I don't know.
Someone very smart. Yeah. I wish
those
I was
who
smart.
Have benefited... Well, but the dudes or women are behind cartoons as well.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just saying, I wish I had the technology skills that I could have...
She looks real.
So good.
She looks real.
See, that's the weird...
Those part. Who have befriended Lexi have called her the perfect girlfriend because she can flirt, laugh, and adapt to different personalities, interests, and preferences.
Yeah, she's not real.
What?
She looks real. But again, you won't really meet her because she's not real, but,
right.
she looks real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, don't get any expectations that this is now how women are going to be meeting your every... everything you want, everything you need, everything you could ask for in a person.
Are you singing that Vertical Horizon song?
He's everything
I want. He's everything I need. Meta is attempting to encourage Instagram's younger users to put down their phones in favor of sleep. This is from Popular Science. The company will begin showing new nighttime nudges for 13 to 17-year-olds after they spend more than 10 minutes scrolling through Instagram reels or direct messages late at night. The teen users will see a screen saying, hey, time for a break? Alongside, it's getting late. Consider closing Instagram for the night. Like, I get that on TikTok sometimes.
Really?
Hey, maybe you've been scrolling too long.
Whoa, I've never seen
that. I just scroll right out of it. Right. The next thing.
Oh, yeah. What do you think a 15-year-old would
exactly.
do? And you're like, okay, consider going to bed. Nope.
Yeah, I was until now.
But is that their warning label that they have to kind of just put out there?
Yeah, I'm sure it's them going, look at us.
Yeah.
They should just shut it down.
No. Yeah, that's good for business.
Yeah.
No, I mean at, 10 o'clock.
They should just play the national anthem at midnight and then shut it down like old television.
Jets and like flags.
You know, other countries.
They used to have them back in the day.
Doing
like
that.
The channel, the network channels, they'd play the national anthem and then they would just go off the air for a few hours.
I used to love waiting for that.
That's how you knew you were up too late.
It's like 2 in the morning.
But then I would go to TV, Nick at Night, and watch Patty Duke or something.
Cable.
Yeah. Get rid of clutter. Experts say do yourself a favor and cut down on the clutter in your life and it will improve your outlook. Clutter can have a negative impact on a person's physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It can lead to stress, decreased productivity, and a sense of overwhelming chaos. Basically, if there's chaos where you sit, there's supposed to be chaos in your life. But I'll tell you, we were at Auburn 2 days ago with their head coach, Bruce Pearl, and that guy's awesome. I wish I didn't like him so much, but I loved him. And so, because
he's a rival.
Well, it's just like...
Because it's Auburn. Yeah. Okay.
It's not even Auburn. I like Auburn generally, but well, it's like other schools I just don't want to have to like because we play them all the time.
Okay.
I love that dude.
Arkansas plays them all the time.
Yeah. I'm on the team.
Just to specify.
So we hung out with him for about an hour. He was so cool. But his desk, and you think, coach, he's got a fairly nice office, but he had like, it's like a square desk and it was just papers and books just strode across it and a laptop like on top of books so he could do a FaceTime. It was so funny. And he was like, that's my desk. So I don't know that it's always chaos. I think if you know how to manage your chaos or you know how to compartmentalize your chaos, it works.
That's me. Mm. I mean, mine is a mess, chaos, but I know
how to... But you can find anything in there?
But he doesn't have... I don't know that his is chaos. His is dirty.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that it's chaos because he doesn't keep a calendar. He doesn't have his email on his phone. He doesn't have a lot of the stuff that you get lost in.
Yeah, I just keep it in my head.
There's a difference in dirty and chaotic.
Yes.
And he's a bit dirty.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much like Bruce Pearl.
Except for the success part.
We're pretty successful. We're top of our class.
Finally, the Chiefs fan, the three guys in the backyard. Just the story lunch.
Dude, I don't understand.
Tell these guys about it.
So this guy has a watch party for the Chiefs game on January 7th. Him and four buddies come over and they're watching it at his house. They're drinking. He's like, hey, I'm going to bed. Tells them goodbye. And he goes up and goes to bed. Well, 2 days later, three of the guys never made it home. And their fiancés and family members are texting this dude and he's ignoring them, not responding. So one of the women, the fiancé, breaks into the house and finds three of the dudes dead in the backyard.
Frozen.
What?
And the guy's like, I had no idea they were back there. And they're like, dude, we've been texting you. You didn't respond.
What do you think happened? Because I don't know. I don't have an opinion. I just saw where he was like, I don't.
So there is no cause of death released yet. So they're doing toxicology reports. So
well,
I'm
they
like,
froze.
Did they freeze or did
oh,
they?
Oh, you're saying they might have died. Because
like three like people to drink
outside.
Too much.
Right, they could have just been put outside. They could have done drugs. Overdosed, gone out in the backyard and
are
just...
Are you just saying this stuff, by the way? This is your
no, the
opinion.
Police said, there may have been drugs involved. Who
got
knows?
Got it.
Because maybe they were doing drugs. Because he said they left. So he went upstairs. He goes, maybe they came back because I leave the front door open. And they went out back and...
But why didn't he answer a text for Dave?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's just crazy. Like, hey, they're saying, where are they? Can you look? He didn't go in the backyard. He didn't know they were back there, he says. I mean, it is so... strange. Maybe he had done drugs also, so he didn't want to report
this
it.
This is you saying it?
Allegedly.
A lot of maybes.
Yeah, we almost got sued a few weeks ago for something.
But I'm saying maybe he didn't, so he was scared, like, I don't want to have drugs in my system because I'll get fired from my job. Day,
like, let it
Yeah, let it system. Get out.
We'll let you know the update there. That's a crazy story. All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big Stories.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case.
I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Two guys were arrested in Florida. They were speeding. They were in a 70, but they were going 199 miles an hour in a Chevy Camaro. I did not know the car would go that fast.
Wow, that's 200 miles an hour.
It was on the Florida Turnpike, and is it? I mean, that car, it's going so fast. Someone's going to see it. You're going to get caught. If you go for any long amount of time, you're going to get someone calling on you, right?
Yeah.
Or does it go by so fast, people are like, what was that? Get called.
Yeah, right. It's not that fast.
It's pretty fast.
Like 199 miles an hour.
But 200 miles an hour, you're not like, whoa, like, what was
yes,
that?
You
what
are.
Was that? You see the car.
Like, I mean, that's just a feather from death.
So did someone clock them at that, or they just confess, like, yeah, we're going 199 once they...
According to arrest report, they were clocked doing 199 in a 70.
What are dang. The odds you
they can't, like, flip it up to 200, someone? Though.
It's one more.
Yeah. It's dude. Like the guy that's 5'11 and three quarters. Just say you're 6 foot, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? There's a Harvard morgue theft ring.
Uh-oh.
Have you guys seen this?
No.
No.
Wild. Members of a theft ring swiped human remains from the Harvard Medical School morgue in Boston, and then they sold the body parts to a nationwide network of buyers.
No.
Dang.
there must be some money in that because you don't get in trouble if they catch you. So transport of stolen goods, accused of conspiracy, and they would steal portions of the donated cadavers, which are just dead bodies, basically, and they'd send off, sell the remains.
What do you do with that?
I don't know.
And, like, how do you find people that need, like, hey, I'm looking for an arm. Hey, don't worry, man, I got one for you.
They looked at some of the pay memos, and one of them said head number 7. And then another one, the transaction was for brains, BRAINS.
Why would they do that?
Does someone want to, like, eat them?
I don't know what they want to do. There were 39 electronic payments for a total of $37,000 to a PayPal account. And again, in the notes, they put head number 7 and brains.
Why on earth?
Wow.
At least the people were dead.
Yeah.
But
that's weird, man. You're trying to be doing something nice, donating your family member to science at Harvard, and it's like,
yeah.
Or donate yourself.
Terrible.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I'll be a donor. I'll donate myself to science.
You make that decision.
I'm not going to let kids be touching my body.
Brains.
Why not? You're dead, though.
I ain't letting them. Oh, you sign up for that.
Okay.
He'll show you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, time for Eddie the Dad. Here we go. All right, what's happening?
I'm frustrated.
Because?
I'm frustrated, and I don't know if this is me just being irrational here or if I have a really good point.
Go ahead.
So when our kids play sports, like, they're really only 10 games, like, for a season, right? And so I assume that everyone on the team is signing up to take part in those 10 games, to come to one practice a week. We're in a situation now where parents are going on vacation and we've already had 2 weeks in a row where we can't play games because we don't have enough players. And I'm like, why are you signing your kids up if you know you're going to go on vacation sometime during this season and not be there and we're going to forfeit 2 games? And I always feel like I know that I'm not going to miss any games. I know, and if I'm going to miss 1 game, I will communicate before the season starts, hey, we're not going to be here that weekend, so just heads up, we're going to miss that game. Then they can coordinate accordingly. Now I'm trying to draft players just so we don't miss another game.
Man, being GM, that's tough. But yeah, that's frustrating that you didn't get the heads up. And I get it. Sometimes you have to go out of town and do stuff. But if you're missing like 2 or 3 games out of the whole season.
And those games can't be made up. They're just gone. They're done.
And so other people paid money. They don't get to play games.
Yeah.
They paid for their season. That's frustrating.
And I think some parents be like, oh, you know what? Like, little Jimmy likes to play basketball. It'd be fun. We might not go to 5 games, but he'll have fun.
So what are you saying to those parents?
Don't do it. Just don't sign up. Don't sign up because some parents and some kids really care about these games and they want to be part of it. And when they get canceled, it kind of ruins their weekend.
That's frustrating. I can co-sign that. I get it.
Good.
Oof. How do you guys feel about his thought?
I'm with Eddie, except for Eddie is the one that told his son that, hey, you know what? I'm busy. You're not going to go to practice. So he can't really complain about people missing practice.
That was the 4-year-old. But
but missing games, unexcusable. They can find other... one game, I get it. Like, okay, sure. You have one family vacation.
Or sick, or whatever.
Yes, but besides that, it's unacceptable. And you got to... when the kid shows up, put him on the bench.
Well, what if you don't have enough kids and he's the only...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's unacceptable. When you send a note out to the family saying, listen, guys, this is unacceptable behavior. You're putting our team in a bad spot, and you're making other kids miss games. Make them feel bad. Punch them in the heartstrings.
Oh.
Well, I'm also thinking about some of the parents that signed their kids up and not really thinking that every player is going to be super important to every game, or that there's maybe they're like, oh, we got a few trips planned or a couple, but I'm sure there'll be enough players. They're not thinking they're going to, you know, have to forfeit the game because of their
trip. Well, you said that the key word there, the words are not thinking.
They're not thinking.
They're not.
Yeah.
Right, and that's not fair to the other kids.
Oh, they put a lot of work into it. And then there was one time when, like, one kid missed practice because, I don't know, he just didn't feel like going.
I don't really care about practice so much.
You don't?
I do. I would never miss.
Yeah,
but if somebody misses practice, that's okay because you can still practice with a few and you still get to play the games, which is what people paid to do. The practice, that sucks too. You should come to practice.
Yeah.
But the games is the thing that would really annoy me because it keeps everybody else from playing.
Sure, and if you had to cancel games, it's really frustrating.
We've been looking for a gym to play ourselves. We can't find a gym to play, speaking of
this is us.
Basketball. Maybe. We're trying to find a gym to play basketball. Yeah. There's like 6 or 7 of us. We can't find anywhere to play. Do you know anywhere around here?
Around here?
Yeah.
No, I know in East Nashville.
But what?
I used to walk there.
The community center.
Yeah.
You just pay $5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And there's no one in there? Like, we can play?
Yeah, no, we don't.
Depends
yeah.
what time of day.
Well, we're
going to
hurt people if we suck.
It's like across from Turnip Truck.
I know, but are there, like, kids playing and stuff?
That depends sometimes. On the time of day. You could probably do a reservation.
School.
Yeah.
Go when kids are in school.
I will look that up.
Can we contact, like, a middle school or something and be like,
I don't want to go to a middle school while kids are there.
No.
Maybe I would go after school.
After hours.
Oh. Yeah, I would
say during school.
Or like a church with a gym that we could, like, pay to rent. The Lord needs money.
They do.
Church does.
Yes.
Eddie, I'm sorry that happened, buddy.
Oh, that's okay, man. Thanks for making me feel better, though, because I was getting really fired up.
I know, I get that.
I have a basketball court in my driveway.
No, and it's winter, though.
I just have a hoop, actually.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's fine.
It's not fine. We want, we need like a full half court. Not a full court, but like a half court.
Okay. Full court would be great, though.
No, we're not going to play full court.
No?
No.
Oh.
Just a half court's good. But that's what we've been looking for. Because we do this show now, basketball. We go to all these schools and NBA organizations, but we never have anywhere to practice, so we just show up and we suck.
That's right. That's our only practice.
Yeah, our only practice, and we get there and we work out with the teams.
So how much are you going to be practicing? Like, you really think
lots.
Like...
No, we just want to play. Like, a couple times
Eddie,
a week.
You don't have lots of time.
I
want to
do about 1,000 shots a day, maybe.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Eddie the Dad, thank you. We're going to talk about the big picture nomination. What's it called? Best picture?
Yeah,
whatever it's called.
Best picture.
Yeah,
big
because
picture.
I've seen a couple of these, but I do want to list them out, see if you guys have seen them. Sometimes it's just a good movie recommendation.
Okay. Yeah.
And then also, and I'll try to get to this today. If not, I'll do it tomorrow. I think I almost got scammed by a country music artist yesterday.
Cole.
Oh, no, Cole.
Swindell.
No, I know Cole's tricks.
Yeah, he's done that a few times.
A different one. Okay, we'll talk about that hopefully coming up as well. I think somebody tried to get me yesterday, scam me. They didn't, but like maybe I almost fell for it. I got a text, but it wasn't from a number. It was from an email. And so I didn't recognize, but they have my phone number. It's the weird thing. And he goes, hey, man, Thomas Rhett here. Are you home today? And it's from an email. And I know TR's number. Friendly. I'd say a little more than friendly, but it's not like we hang out all the time. And I was like, I just immediately thought, okay, what if he says it's Thomas Rhett?
Yeah. Well,
but what's the email?
Yeah, was it like obvious email or?
Like TR at
Thomas
TR
Rhett.
Yes, there's something. I'm not going to say what it is because,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the name is in, but it could have been any, you know, somebody just could have created it. And I said, I won't be home until 3:30. And then me, Eddie, and our friend Ben, we're going to work out. I said, you can come by, work out with us if you want.
I can't believe you responded.
Oh, and then I was like, oh God. So I thought, I don't even know who this is. And then he said, hey, I was going to come and hit some golf balls in your golf simulator. And then I said, yeah, come use it. And then I'm like, then I didn't text anything else. I said, yeah, come use it. But I never heard from him again. Because I think they might have been looking for my address.
What on earth?
Yeah, that's weird.
But I don't know. Because I said, yeah, use it. You're always welcome to use it. But then nothing else. There was no message after.
So why don't you text TR, you have his number, text and be like, screenshot that and send it to him and be like, is this you?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I mean, I could, but that just feels weird.
Why? Well,
but you got to clarify.
What if the scammer, though, has abducted him?
Oh, right. No.
Okay. And he's waiting for me to do that.
I didn't think about that part. But I mean, he'll want to
know.
Isn't
it bizarre, though, they never message back?
Yes. He's got, trust me.
And it came from an email address?
Hold on, but the whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah, he's going to want to know if someone's impersonating him.
To my phone, though. It's not my... like a random email.
I know.
Or an Instagram where it's like Thomas Rhett 422222222. You know that's not their Instagram.
Has he ever texted you anything like that? Like, hey, man, what are you doing at 2
o'clock? Yeah, are you home?
No.
But you still just say, hey, man, I got your email, but I never heard back from you.
It wasn't that weird, except for us from an email. Like, if he had texted me from his number, it's like, hey, man, you home? I'm going to come by. I'd have been like, oh, okay. That's not weird, but I get it. But also, the weather's been bad, and I thought, a lot of people want to play golf and can't get out. So come use my golf simulator.
Yeah.
And he does live pretty close to me. Hmm. So anyway, I don't know. I never heard back. But it wasn't for me to respond. So I think I almost was scammed.
So where are you sitting? You think it is him or it's not him?
It's just weird. I got no reply. I think they wanted my address.
Yeah. So you think it's not him?
There's a chance it's not him.
Wait, has he done...
Has he been to the new house?
Yes.
Okay, so he knows you. So if they were to be like, hey, send me the address, you'd be like...
But he didn't get to that point yet.
TR,
he just
you
never,
know how to get here.
I would never talk to him like that. You know how to get your sexy man.
And he's, okay, so he's seen the golf thing. So he knows... Okay.
But also, I've had it on my Instagram before, too.
Ah, dang it. Now I'm back to I don't know.
And it's from an email to my tech. Anyway, that's the deal. I thought it was pretty bizarre. I told Eddie we're working out yesterday. I was like, if Thomas Wright just shows up, let me know. I mean, I'll go set him... But he just stopped... Whoever the scammer was, stopped replying.
Hmm.
He never showed up. Never.
Some guy shows up dressed like TR.
Exactly.
yesterday, they put out the Oscar nominees. And I'm just going to do Best Picture here. Movie Mike from Movie Mike's Movie Podcast is in. Hey, Movie Mike, I want to read through these. And you guys, everybody, tell me if you've seen it or not, okay?
Okay.
Barbie.
Yeah.
Yes. Seen it.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, I liked it. The Holdovers. With Paul Giamatti at the school on Christmas, he has to stay over with the kids at the private school.
No,
nope.
I've seen it.
It's funny.
It's really good.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I gotta write this down.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Takes place at Christmas.
Sure. And I think you can watch it.
Funny?
No, don't fall for that because I thought it was gonna be a comedy too.
Because he said so funny. That was his exact quote.
No, but it's not like old school funny. No. Or the movie old school.
Yeah, not 2000.
Or Ricky Bobby.
Not 2000 zany.
Because I thought it was gonna be like jokes. It's not, but okay. It's good. So that's the Holdovers. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Seen it.
Awesome. Nope. Did you finish it finally?
I finally
After all those
it.
Days?
I did.
Eddie was on like a 9-day streak of watching 10 minutes at a time.
It took me 4 days to finish it.
Did you still enjoy it even though?
Loved it.
It was awesome.
Loved it. Made me research even more.
It was awesome, but it does not make you enjoy humans.
Mm-hmm.
No. It actually makes you feel like, yeah, about everything.
I know. That's great.
Good movie.
Yeah. Oppenheimer.
Nope.
Saw it.
Not yet.
Unfortunately.
You hated it?
Yes. Please don't win. I mean, please. There's no way that this thing can win.
I saw it, and I thought it was pretty good.
It's, right.
I
okay.
like for the history. No, you said it sucked.
No. I did. It's terrible. But you saying it's pretty good,
yeah.
That definitely means it shouldn't win.
And you?
I think it's really good. It has the most nominations. It's got a clean house, dude.
So those are all the ones that I've seen. So here are some other ones. American Fiction.
No. Never heard of it.
You would love it.
Is it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Still in theaters?
It's still in theaters.
Can I stream it?
Not yet.
What's it about?
It's about this guy who's frustrated. He's like a black author, and none of his work is getting picked up. So he decides to write a book that's so outlandish of like what publications are looking for.
Uh-huh. And then it blows up.
It ends up being successful, and he has to like fake this persona of like, this is who I am.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I did with the show. My old show, I was doing farm reports. And I was like, well, this isn't going to work. I'll just be some neurotic guy who... And so I come and do this character.
They can't see.
Anatomy of a Fall.
It's all right. It's a French movie.
It's subtitles?
Yeah. Nah, so it's about this lady who's on trial. She gets like accused of murder, and the only witness is her deaf son.
All I heard was subtitles and French.
Oh, you can't let subtitles keep you back.
I do. No, I do. I do.
you absolutely can.
Yeah, I can. I do.
You would have never seen Parasite.
That's true. I really needed to be convinced, though, to watch Parasite.
It's like
Parasite.
Whenever you're watching with subtitles, you're like, oh, that was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Give them a chance.
Maestro, that's...
Bradley Cooper.
On Netflix, right?
Boring.
I heard it was boring.
Yeah, and he spent like 4 years training to be a conductor, and it was like, it's Oscar bait.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not good?
No.
And that's nominated?
So why is it nominated then? Because
it's Bradley Cooper.
And it took 4 years to do it.
They appeased to like the voters. It's just one of those films like, oh, it's queued up to be nominated.
Past Lives?
Oh, that's really good. I think everybody here should watch that one.
What is
Where
it?
Where do we
it's
watch
about,
it?
You can stream it. You have to rent it still. It's probably like $6. But it's about these two kids who are friends way back in the day. And it's like their entire life of them connecting, coming back, you know, to meet.
Is it like Invisible String type stuff?
No.
No. You know what Invisible String is?
No.
Then how do you know it's not?
Because I don't think so.
Invisible String is basically there's a string to, let's say, Eddie, you and I are married.
Like the degrees?
There's always been a string between us.
Oh.
And like wherever we went, there's always a string that eventually we were going to be back together.
I've never heard of that.
Taylor Swift's got a song.
Yeah, Taylor Swift has a song called
Shake It Off?
No, Invisible String.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's a thing. The Invisible String. That always brings
Googled
you back.
It, man. I was looking up Invisible String and it popped up.
Okay.
But you like it?
Yeah.
It's not Invisible String?
No, if you actively seek it out, is it Invisible String?
I don't think Invisible String has rules.
Oh, okay. So maybe it could be
Invisible String. It's invisible.
Poor Things.
Yeah, it's Emma Stone.
Oh, that's where she's Frankenstein.
Huh?
Right?
Yeah, she gets brought back to life.
Basically like Frankenstein, New Age Frankenstein.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a really weird movie. A lot of nudity.
Like, wait.
What?
Is that why it's weird?
No, it's beyond that.
Is it like so artsy that we probably wouldn't enjoy it?
It looks very artsy. The plot line and the acting is very artsy, but the overall story is really good.
What's it called?
Poor Things.
Poor Things.
That's the only movie he wrote down.
Nudity. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one where you see her full nude.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this in the headlines and told us we need to. I tried to get it in the cinema club, but no one responded to my email.
It's in theaters, right?
Yeah.
Can you rent it?
I think you can rent it now, yeah.
And finally, The Zone of Interest.
It's not very good. It's like a German film.
Oh, subtitles out.
About World War II, Holocaust.
Well, then
those are good.
Give them the German award.
Text my wife.
What would that be?
Four Things tonight.
I don't know.
The German Oscars?
I had a couple jokes, but I thought rather than not get canceled.
Good idea.
Or even know if, I don't know, I was just kind of borderline with those jokes, I'm being honest. What's going to win?
Did you say that's good?
Oppenheimer's going to win.
No, don't start.
What was your favorite?
Out of all these, my personal favorite would probably be Past Lives.
Over American Fiction?
Over American Fiction.
Okay. Put a star by
I bet
one.
You
yeah.
that Barbie wins.
Okay.
Because I think the Oscars need that. Something. The Oscars need a movie where everyone saw.
The only problem is, what's his name, came out and ripped the Oscars because they're not going to pick him.
Who?
Well, not everyone Ryan saw Gosling. It. Because not everyone saw anything.
Yeah, I don't think that.
But it's a more of a pop culture thing than anything else.
A lot of people saw Barbie.
Yes, it made money. But I'm saying nobody nowadays sees everything anymore. There's nothing that everybody consumes anymore because there's just so many things.
And the reason Ryan Gosling did that because Margot Robbie wasn't nominated, the director wasn't nominated.
Yeah. Greta Gerwig or whatever.
Yeah, so only he was nominated
but
for a movie.
But they're making him feel guilty.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him.
Give him the Oscar.
They were like, well, this is just what the Barbie movie says. He gets it, but they don't. Well, they weren't. They're all independent of each other.
Right, I think just because one is nominated doesn't mean everybody for the movie has to be nominated.
And maybe it was a weaker category for the guys this year. I don't know. I also just love Ryan Gosling, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look at Amy. She's up for an award. We're not.
That's true. Amy's up for her own radio award.
Yeah.
Totally left us.
Amy, how come you didn't come out and support us?
Yeah, how come you didn't say that's bull crap?
Wow.
Get me off that list. That's a great point.
Oh, because Bobby Bones Show won last year, which takes you out of the running for this year.
Yeah, but the award you're up for is you by yourself.
Well, did these guys do a show by themselves?
They don't.
Okay.
They're lazy.
So we were not... I'm up for Women of I Heart Country, and we aren't all in that together.
I hope you win.
Like, it's not like it was together. Our movie.
Go vote for Amy
together.
Today. Guys, everybody go vote for Amy.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Mars Hills, North Carolina. The captain of the police department is looking for a new job after he started digging the chili of one of the other officers' wives. Mm. So he goes on Snapchat, finds her, and he says, hey, send me some nudes.
Wait, that's what he says?
Wow, that's
blunt. You're going to lose your job, buddy.
Wow.
I wish I could go back in time and tell him, don't do that.
Yeah, and got no response.
Of course.
A week later.
But why? If you're going to say that, you should already have the relationship with them for the most part to know that they may actually do it. Like, you can't cold call. That's what that is, basically.
That?
A Snapchat cold call.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
A week later, send another one. Hey, let me get some nudes. She screenshotted him. He got fired.
Bro, what's up?
Well, you know when you screenshot on Snapchat, they know.
Soon as he saw a screenshot, he's like, I'm fired.
It's done.
But why would you do it again?
Why would you do it the first time without having any sort of relationship where that might happen?
I think he clearly has some other things going
on. Jeez, all right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Okay, breaking news! Breaking news! Breaking news!
Sorry.
Breaking news! Don't say sorry! Breaking news! I'm not gonna stop! Breaking news! Break the news! Thank you!
There it is.
Breaking news! Eddie can hear again for the first time in months.
It's crazy!
He has such a sinus infection for months and months or whatever his weird thing is.
This was before the Christmas break. I remember telling you guys, like, man, you thought I was yawning, and I was like, I'm not yawning. I'm trying to unpop my ears.
After all that time, did it just go... And you feel it, or did you wake up and it was better?
No, I was chewing something.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like eating or something, and it just all of a sudden was like, I heard things. And I was like, what? And it's almost like, and I was like, what is that? And then the kids started getting annoying, and I'm like, wow, I got my hearing back.
Good for you.
Because I thought for a second, I'm like, man, this is not bad, because it kind of mutes out all the kids yelling all day.
Yeah.
And then when I got it back, I'm like, well, there it is. Got
Morgan,
my hearing
how's
back.
Your COVID?
Mm-hmm. My smell?
Yeah, like all your, because like you were getting a little bit of it back.
Yeah, it's still a little bit there, but there's still certain things I don't smell. Like I don't smell them to the full strength.
But you are smelling it somewhat.
Yeah, I definitely get whiffs of
things. Because
it was
one of those.
Lymphatic massages, yeah. And she did cupping on my face too. It was both.
Like Michael Phelps? Like with
you know where they like
what?
Cup? Yeah.
Wow. Not that hardcore and not that big.
Oh, I thought it was leaving marks on your face.
The cupping on your face is a little
small.
Tiny one.
Like cups. A Monopoly thimble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Type-ish.
Yeah.
I went and did one of those lymphatic massages.
Did she cup you?
Where?
So dirty.
Yeah, it does sound dirty when you said it like that, Amy.
I didn't mean
No,
that way.
No, she didn't cut me.
Okay.
All right, well, that's good. Do you expect to get it back? I know it's slight, but is it slightly better each month, or is it just right where it is and hasn't moved in a while?
I think it's right where it is and hasn't moved in a while. I need to go back and do another one,
It's so weird that it's been a year and a half or so.
Oh, it's been like 3 years.
She didn't have her smell at all.
3 years.
But I'm going to be honest, this is like perfect.
2020.
Time is weird.
Time is weird.
I know. Yeah. I have like enough that I can smell good things, but like not enough that I don't smell bad things. So it's honestly kind of perfect.
That's good.
Well, Eddie can now hear everything. He had it where he couldn't hear bad things like his kids. Now he can. Well, congratulations to you too. Slowly
Thank
getting
you,
better.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. My BH is like 80% better.
Okay. Mm. Look at that. Improvements.
Yeah. My wife's like, you don't spend as much time in the bathroom. I'm like, well, because it doesn't hurt the whole time. Like I'm having a baby. I feel like I'm having a baby every time.
Wow.
Yeah. Sew me up at the end.
Every time.
Every time. All right, that's it. We're going home on that note. Goodbye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.